Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Monk, Barnes, Dort, Reeves, Murray, they're all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It's Tuesday, March 26th. We're talking FanDuel. We're doing it after this. But first, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. But the best thing you could do if you're playing anything DFS-wise is sign up at Stochastic. Whether it's baseball starting up on Thursday, we've got you fully covered with anything you could want. NBA, not going anywhere, and neither am I. We still have everything you could want for NBA. Don't forget, there's NHL, MMA, PGA, NASCAR, and I'm sure I'm missing more. You can find all of that and more. The link's in the description. Click it and sign up. Rui Hachimura is in at number five, small forward, power forward, eligible, 5,400, projected for 23.5. The goal is 26.5, and he's in the winning lineup 34% of the time. No LeBron James. Rui's got a pretty nice positional designation. 30 minutes, 18% usage, just shy of 0.8 fantasy points per minute. 14 points, 4.5 boards, an assist, a stock. But I like that price, and the fact that LeBron's not around makes everybody look a little bit better. Herb Jones in at number four, shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 5,800, projected for 26. The goal is 28.5. Winning lineup 37% of the time. 34 minutes here for Herb Jones, 0.75 fantasy points per minute. 14% usage, 11 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 2.5 stocks. No Brandon Ingram, so minutes look great. Not that they were going to be impacted by Ingram, but they need him more. It's a pace up spot against Oklahoma City. Tough defense, but he's going to be out there for a full run. This is a real matchup. OKC Pels, this is a potential playoff preview. I think we get the full run out of both sides of these teams. Now, someone that does get a big benefit with Brandon Ingram out, CJ McCollum. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,600, projected for 36.5. The goal is 37, and he's in the winning lineup 38% of the time. 34 minutes, 1.05 fantasy points per minute. Giant usage bump with no BI. 27% usage, 20 points, 5 assists, 4 boards, stock and a half. Same matchup that we just talked about for Herb Jones. But CJ gets the real bump, one of my favorite plays of the day. PJ Washington in at number two, power forward center, eligible, 5,500, projected for 25.5. The goal's 27. He's in the winning lineup 40% of the time. I went 33 minutes. We just need him to make shots. He was all right last night, but he has been dreadful shooting the ball for Dallas. And yet, 0.8 fantasy points per minute, 12 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, and 2 stocks. That is a stat line that's good enough to make him the number two play on today's slate. That's where we're at right now. We only have 4 games. His price, his minutes, his position. You can't turn your back on him today. But my number one play for today is D'Angelo Russell. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, 7,500, projected for 38. The goal is 36.5. He's in the winning lineup 45% of the time. I went 35 minutes, 19 points, 8 assists, 3.5 boards, and a stock and a half. No LeBron James means more shooting, more assists. Potentially more minutes. You don't want to bring him off the floor. You got to consolidate your talent. I want all things Lakers today, but we only really got Russell and Hachimura into the top five. But having no LeBron changes everything, and getting to D'Angelo Russell is the best thing you can do. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, March 26th. DraftKings version. It's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.